It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A federal court in Chicago has denied former Illinois Governor George Ryan's appeal seeking his release from prison. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued a complex 16-page ruling today denying the 78-year-old Republican's appeal for release from the Indiana prison where he is serving a six-and-a-half-year sentence for corruption. The appeal was widely seen as Ryan's last chance to get out of prison early. He's due to be freed in mid-2013. Last year, the same appeals court rejected arguments that Ryan's 2006 conviction should be tossed because prosecutors never proved he took a bribe. But the U.S. Supreme Court took issue with how appellate judges reached their finding and ordered them to decide again. Monday's opinion says jurors clearly believed prosecutors proved Ryan took bribes. There are no longer any objections pending against the candidacy of a third candidate in Illinois' 13th District Congressional race. That's according to the Illinois State Board of Elections website. Independent candidate John Hartman of Edwardsville had announced last month that Republican objectors had withdrawn their claim that he had failed to collect enough valid signatures to get on the ballot. The State Board of Elections was expected to certify Hartman's name for the election today. Hartman is running for Congressman Tim Johnson's seat against Democrat David Gill of Bloomington and Republican Rodney Davis of Taylorville. Food stamps have emerged as one of the key points of disagreement keeping Congress from approving a new farm bill. One in seven Americans received government food aid last year. The Senate already approved a farm measure that cuts the program, but House Republicans want to cut even more. Their plan would limit who's eligible for the program. Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says that's the wrong way to save money.
We are not going to balance this budget on the backs of hardworking families that have to go to food stamps or to food pantries to keep their families together a week before payday. I mean, that's a heck of a way to say that we're going to balance the budget. I don't think that that's humane or sensible.
The Congressional Budget Office says since 2007, the weak economy has led to a 70% increase in the number of people receiving food stamps. During that time, spending on the program increased at an even higher rate by 135%. U.S. Senator Mark Kirk says he's working closely with Senator Durbin on finding a new U.S. attorney for Chicago to replace Patrick Fitzgerald, who retired this summer. Kirk has been absent from the Senate floor since suffering a stroke in January. He spoke in a video message released yesterday.
Senator Durbin and I have come up with a bipartisan panel of distinguished jurists to review applications for the U.S. attorney job. Our state really needs a good U.S. attorney that is as much like Patrick Fitzgerald as we can get.
Kirk and Durbin will interview finalists and make a recommendation to the White House. Meanwhile, Kirk says he's in regular contact with his office and has climbed 145 flights of stairs. Since his stroke, Kirk has missed nearly 190 Senate votes. It's unknown when he may return to Washington. Chino's Pizzeria in suburban Chicago is among the first Illinois locations to get video poker machines. More than 3 years after Illinois approved video gambling to fund construction projects, the first machines are arriving at approved establishments like bars. Chino's owner Roberto Chino Vasquez thinks it'll be good for his business. That's in Justice, about 25 miles from Chicago. The Illinois Gaming Board predicts the machines should be ready to play within weeks. They have to test a computer system first. Officials predict up to 75,000 machines will be installed statewide. Illinois approved video gambling to help fund a construction program. Gaming is estimated to raise about $375 million yearly, but the process was slow. There was a legal challenge, gaming board staffing shortages, and errors with the contract bidding. Illinois Public Media is tracking the establishments that have been approved for video gambling in East Central Illinois. You can find a map on our website, will.illinois.edu. Backers of a pair of referenda on the future of the Champaign County nursing home say they are giving up on their proposal and pulling it from the agenda at tomorrow night's Champaign County Board meeting. One referenda would have authorized the county board to raise property taxes for additional funding for the nursing home. The other would have authorized the board to consider selling or leasing the facility. One of the referenda sponsors, Urbana Democrat Chris Alex, says they wanted the county board to have the authority to take drastic action if necessary.
These were intended to be contingency plans. There were no immediate plans to do either, and there still aren't. But as we got further into the discussion and heard a number of useful comments from other members of the board, it was pretty clear that a majority of the board is satisfied with the way that things are going and doesn't see the need to take action at this point.
Alex says the Champaign County Board needs to remain attentive to the nursing home's finances in the long term because of its reliance on Medicaid funds for much of its operations. Meanwhile, voters in neighboring Vermilion County will vote in November on a referendum on whether to sell the county-owned Vermilion Manor nursing home. A special animal regulatory committee in Danville meets tonight to discuss ways animal control can be improved in the city. The city relies on the Humane Society for animal control, but the committee is looking at other alternatives, like having city staff take on those responsibilities or consolidating existing services within the county. Mayor Scott Eisenhower sits on the Animal Regulatory Committee, and he says all of those options would be more expensive than the $78,000 Danville pays the Humane Society.
We have done a great disservice to the Danville Humane Society in the amount of money we have funded them in the past. I have no doubt that given the proper resources, they could certainly be much closer to what we want. But shame on us for the way in which we have completely underfunded that organization.
Danville's Humane Society has been criticized over how it treats animals. The society's board president could not be immediately reached for comment. The Animal Regulatory Enforcement Committee meets tonight at 7 o'clock at Danville's municipal building. Two adults and two children from East Central Illinois are recovering after having survived a lightning strike to the car they were in as they traveled in western Kentucky. McCracken County Sheriff's deputies were called to the scene Sunday on Interstate 24 after lightning struck the 2005 Ford Freestyle as it traveled off an off-ramp at Exit 16. Deputies told the Paducah Sun four people in the vehicle, all from Mattoon, were taken to the hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The newspaper reports they were no longer at the hospital Sunday night, meaning they were likely treated and released. A company hired by the state of Indiana to take over three public schools in Indianapolis says it doesn't expect to make any money for 2 years, even though the contracts don't set minimums for classroom spending. Similar contracts cover private operators now running a Gary, Indiana high school and another Indianapolis school in the first state takeovers of struggling schools. Charter Schools USA President John Haig tells the Indianapolis Star startup costs at its three schools have been higher than anticipated, but that enrollment will grow if they do well academically. An Indiana State Teachers Association official says the contracts give the companies incentive to spend as little as possible on academics to boost profits. The State Education Department says the school operators face accountability expectations in their contracts. Northern Illinois University officials are investigating reports of an alleged secret bank account channeling thousands of dollars to several university workers. NIU employees working at a campus physical plant allegedly sold scrap metal to a local company, which would write checks to an account known as the Coffee Fund. University spokesman Paul Palian says the university's police department is looking into the matter.
There is currently an investigation underway. It was launched on Friday afternoon.
Electronic records show checks from the DeKalb Iron and Metal Company to the fund have totaled more than $13,000 since 2005. School officials say they have no record of such a fund. A spokesperson for DeKalb Iron and Metal Company could not be reached. A utility company is blaming this summer's drought for some of the thousands of power outages in Indianapolis from a weekend storm. Indianapolis Power and Light reports some 2,000 homes or businesses remained without power Monday morning, a day after strong storms hit the city. Other utilities say nearly all outages have been repaired after storms Saturday night and early Sunday knocked out power to about 100,000 customers across the state. IPL spokesman Zach Duncan tells the Indianapolis Star the drought has made tree limbs more brittle. And longtime Indiana Supreme Court Justice Brent Dixon has been formally sworn in as that state's first new Chief Justice since 1987. The 71-year-old Dixon is the longest-serving current member of the five-member Supreme Court and became the acting Chief Justice when Randall Shepard retired in March. He was sworn in as Chief Justice by Governor Mitch Daniels during a statehouse ceremony today. In sports, the Chicago White Sox continue their nine-game homestand tonight at 7:10 with the opener of a three-game set against Kansas City. The St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants start a four-game series tonight at 7:15 at Busch Stadium. And the Chicago Cubs will try to break a five-game losing streak when they face the San Diego Padres at Petco Park tonight at 9:05. You can find more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.